98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast. 98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport talks League of Ireland.
Yeah, it's great to have the greatest league in the world back. And at around this time, every Sunday on 98FM, we are going to give you the best coverage on the radio of the SSE Airtricity League. And we'll start with the Premier Division, and five games across the weekend all took place on Friday night. Over 5,000 fans, Nathan, in Tallaght Stadium to watch Shamrock Rovers beat Cork City 6-0. Now, the QPR Director of Football, Les Ferdinand, was there. We think to watch Jack Byrne, Ireland international. He scored one, but another Ireland man who's back on loan at Rovers from Preston in the UK, Graham Burke, scored just the five goals.
Just the five.
Like, Cork City's defending was very, very bad, and the weather in Tallaght was also very, very bad, but Graham's ability around the box, and I know a couple of his goals were deflected and stuff, but like, score five goals in a professional game is just unbelievable stuff.
I think it was perfectly mixed between right and left foot as well. Like, he wasn't like, you know, a proper fox in the box. Great finish, as you mentioned, a couple of deflections, but you have to be in those positions to score.
Yes, he's been chatting to extratime.ie's Oisin Langan.
Graham Burke, five goals for you tonight. Is that the first time that you've done that at any level?
Yeah, it's the first time, obviously, professionally. I've scored five goals, so to walk away after scoring five goals is a special moment for me as a footballer, and obviously we won the game and to get the 3 points out of us, so all round it's a great day.
Must have felt like a kind of an odd game to play in, did it?
No, it wasn't really an odd game to play in, you know. Obviously I thought the game was quite even up until we got the first goal, and then obviously we get a man sent off, so you know what I mean, it kind of killed them a little bit, and then obviously we were kind of rootless in our play.
And how good is it for you to finish like you did tonight? Because that's been the charge leveled against Rovers, isn't it? They're a good team, but they just don't have the elite level finishers, the top level finishers. You kind of proved tonight that you did, you specifically.
Well, obviously, it depends on the night. Some nights it doesn't go for you, some nights it does. And I think tonight was one of them days that whatever I was hitting was going in, but some nights you have games where you can't hit a barn door, but lucky enough tonight I was able to get five.
And it's a great start, two wins out of two.
Yeah, obviously it's two wins out of two. Now we go to Waterford and then we'll try to recover and go down there and try putting a performance.
And you'll hope for a dry day because you must think you're jinxed. Two games, yeah. Two horrendous days to play off.
Yeah, two obviously. I think Saturday was even worse than tonight, but yeah, it's been two horrendous days to have as in playing football, but lucky enough we came out with the wins.
Yeah, Graham Burke of Shamrock Rovers after his five goals on Friday, speaking to Oisin Langan of extratime.ie. Now, St. Pat's having lost on the opening weekend to Waterford, they were 2-0 victors away to Sligo Rovers at the showgrounds on Friday evening. Goals from Ronan Hale and Chris Forrester. Ollie Younger made his debut as well on loan from Burnley. He was sent off for a second yellow card with 20 minutes left, but Pat's held on for their first victory, and the man who scored the first goal, Ronan Hale, has been telling us all about it.
First of all, it was a great way to bounce back, and obviously from last week's game against Waterford, losing the first game, but we got back, got the 3 points, and obviously it's good to get on the score sheet, but it was a great team performance. I know it got difficult a bit when Ollie got sent off, but I think we managed the game well, and obviously we got compact as a team and didn't let them play out and held shape until the end, final whistle, and it was a brilliant result in the end.
Yes, St. Pat's back in action as well later on Monday. Of course, five games taking place tomorrow. They're hosting Derry City at Richmond Park, and Ronan's looking forward to that one.
I think it'll all come down on the day. Obviously, we've worked really hard in pre-season for these type of games, obviously Friday and Monday, so we'll see how we get on, but hopefully come back with another 3 points and get 6 points within the week and go again next Friday.
Now, Bows were 2-0 winners away to Waterford. A penalty from Danny Mandrew, of course, got the second one just before half-time. A real killer for Waterford after Sam Bone had scored an own goal just 3 minutes previous to that. So Waterford conceding twice just before half-time. And Bows, of course, had to make a number of changes due to injuries and suspensions from that opening day derby defeat to Shamrock Rovers in the lashing rain at Dalyman Park. Conditions poor enough in Waterford as well, as the Bows manager Keith Long has been explaining to Irish Football Fan TV.
Yeah, really, really poor conditions for both teams. Obviously, I think we coped a little bit better. And tonight I thought, you know, we got two goals close to half time. You know, possibly could have got a turn. Glenn McCauley was a little bit unlucky coming off the foot of the post with a shot on the turn. But second half, I thought the boys managed the game really well and saw it out quite comfortably in the end.
What did you tell your guys at half time to keep them tuned in?
Well, listen, we approached it as if it was 0-0, that we, you know, we had to start again and earned the right to try and win the game in the second half. And, you know, we wanted to try and, you know, keep the ball on the floor as much as we possibly can, playing into that wind. And I felt we were quite effective. We punched balls into behind the Waterford defence and kept them pegged back a little bit. So, you know, we restricted them to you know, long distance shots and, you know, set plays and bits and pieces like that. You know, so overall, I thought we were very good. And delighted to get our season up and running with a win here tonight.
You had a couple of new guys in there tonight. Danny Mandreo started tonight. Big performance from him.
Yeah, we had to make some changes because James Talbot was injured, James Finnerty was injured from last week, Andy Lyons was suspended. So we had the guys to bring in, but we do have, you know, that strength and depth if you like with our squad. So Danny Mandrew is obviously a talented boy, and he come in. Glenn McCauley comes in to lead the line for us tonight. You know, so I thought he did quite well. Acquitted himself quite well in difficult conditions. And I thought we carried an attacking threat tonight, which was pleasing.
Is there any update on Talbot? Do you think he'll be back for Monday night?
No, he won't be back for Monday.
And you've quick turnaround for Monday night. You'll be hoping to get another 3 points back at home.
Yeah, well, the pitches this time of year, they're very, very difficult. Last week in Dalymount, it was played in absurd conditions, really, really poor conditions, and the pitch took a bit of a battering. There's a bit of work gone into it this week, so hopefully we'll get that ready for Monday. And, you know, Sligo at home Monday night, you know, we'd like to follow tonight up with another good performance on Monday, and let's see where that takes us.
That's the Bowes manager, Keith Long, chatting to Irish Football Fan TV. Now, I was at Talca Park where there was 3,010 fans there, a sellout. Well, only two of the stands are open because of issues with the other stands in Talca Park, of course, a stadium that definitely needs some work, and of course Bowes and Shell's due to move to Dalymount Park eventually for a ground share as well. Dundalk 2-2 at the top of the table, a 2-1 victory away to Shell's. Andy Boyle and Pat Hooban with two set piece goals in the first half. Gary Deegan, the Shelburne captain, got a brilliant goal into the top corner off the post to bring Shell's back into it late on, and well, it was actually in the 54th minute, and they made a great push towards the end, almost equalised a couple of times as well, but were unable to get there too. And one of the most ridiculous things ever, one of the new football laws, Nathan, the Dundalk manager, Vinnie Perth, was yellow carded for saying something to the ref. Like, a manager getting... And you see it now, Jurgen Klopp got one the other day, like, a manager getting a yellow card is ridiculous. Just tell him to shut up and get on with the game.
And, like, a yellow card, not even for abuse or anything, just for pointing out something.
One of the Shells players made a foul. The Shells player had been on a yellow card, and the Dundalk manager wanted him to get a second yellow card and get sent off, and he was shouting on to the ref.
But just like, how is he ref, or, yeah, you know, yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, that's a bit ridiculous.
Runs over and gives him a yellow card. And the fourth official, more interested in where people are taking throw-ins and telling the managers and the coaches to sit down. Just let them get on with the game, lads. Very frustrating. Very frustrating indeed. And the ref's assessor in the stand with his clipboard, giving all these ticks and stuff, and frustrating. Yep. Just let them play the game, lads.
I always second that, to be honest.
Now, here's the Shells boss, Ian Morris. They did lose 2-1, but they opened up the season with a 1-0 victory away to Cork. Of course, their first season back in the Premier for 6 years, too. He's been chatting to Shells' Twitter page.
Frustrating one to take that. First half, giving away two set pieces, which we spoke about and worked on all week, is very disappointing. If we had gone in at half-time nil all, I think we would have been pleased with what we set out to do. And then second half, we came out of the traps. I think with the majority of possession, I think we created the most chances. And it's an infuriating one to concede the two goals in the manner that we did. That's why Dundalk have been so successful. They make you pay for little lapses of concentration, and they go away with 3 points tonight.
Could have been easier half time to put the heads down after going in 2-0 down, but show some character to come back and nearly nick a draw at the end as well.
Yeah, and we've got that in abundance. We've got lads that are willing to dig in, willing to go to them depths to drag us back out, and we showed that tonight. Chances created, the amount of possession and the amount of pressure we put Dundalk under, and frustrating one to take, but there is positives, lots of positives we can take out of our character coming back, creating them chances, and that'll stand in good stead to us going up to Finn Harps Monday night.
Yeah, that is the Shelburne head coach Ian Morris speaking to Shells TV. Now, our final man to hear from is Patrick Hooban. Scored for Dundalk in the game, and Dundalk TV got his reaction afterwards.
you know, that just shows the qualities that we have in there. We can, not only can we play pretty football, we can play the, you know, the so-called, you know, not so great football at the other side of it too. So just shows our qualities, and you know, it's a massive win.
It's two wins from two. Obviously, people talking about the slow start from the last 2 years, but is a burst out of the traps is what you said you wanted to do?
Yeah, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, you know, a win's 3 points, and now we've 6 points. You know, I still think there's a lot more to come from us, but you know, we're on the right path, and we just have to make sure we keep going with a game on Monday night against Cork.
Yeah, the other game on Friday finished. Derry City won. Finn Harps won. Harps took the lead through Ryan Connolly. Derry equalised in the 90th minute through Adam Liddle as well. So big crowd up there as well at the Brandywell, the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium for that one. So yeah, decent game so far, and great attendances again on Friday in the first two weekends. Of course, every team playing at home for the first time on either week one or week two, so you would expect that, but hopefully the crowds continue to build as the season goes on. And Nathan, we're ready for a double bill of weekend action because there's five Premier games tomorrow night.
There is, and Shamrock Rovers travel to face Waterford tomorrow. That kicks off at 7 p.m. while Bohemians welcome Sligo Rovers to Dalymount. St. Pat's host Derry City, and Dundalk welcome Cork. All those games kick off at 7:45. Meanwhile, Finn Harps welcome Shelbourne. That kicks off at the later time of 8 p.m.
Yeah, now the First Division returned last night as well, and, well, over the weekend, should I say, of course, because there was two games last night on Saturday and two games on Friday. Unfortunately, Galway and Athlone was called off due to the storm on Friday afternoon. But the two games on Friday, Cabin Teely beat Bray Wanderers by 4-2. Cabo were 4 up at half time in a brilliant first half performance. I understand the pitch in Stradbroke was really, really bad, as a lot of them had been, as we spoke about, due to the weather. So that's a great start for Cabin Teely there. The other game on Friday finished Wexford 1, UCD 1. Wexford equalising almost with the last kick of the game in that one, so that looked like a decent game down there in Ferry Carrick Park. And two games last night, the title favourites in my opinion, Drogheda, were 2-0 winners away to Cove Ramblers. Chris Lyons, top striker in the league, scored while a Sean Brennan penalty against 10-man Cove secured that win for Drogheda. And Longford Town beat Shamrock Rovers 2-0 down there in Bishopsgate. A. Durbin and Rob Manley, of course, last season's First Division top scorer with Cabin Teely. He now plays for Longford Town, and he helped his side to a 2-0 victory against Shamrock Rovers 2. Of course, the controversial Shamrock Rovers 2, Nathan, they are in the league, and they named their squad during the week. They've given 47 players squad numbers. So the way it works is if you're with a 19s or 17s or whatever, you have to actually be registered with the senior team. I know Rovers have a Premier team and a First Division team, but Shamrock Rovers 2, 47 players. They've basically registered their whole under 15, under 17 and under 19 squads. And that was the concern that lots of the clubs had. Like, 47 players is a bit mad.
That's roughly around double what every other team, if not more than double what every other team has. I don't understand how that's fair, especially what you're registering under 15 players for, because what are the odds that are actually going to get on? I'm all for improving young players, but it's a bit ridiculous, that.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.